Join Emma and Savannah in a podcast where you can discover friends all over Yellowstone. I'm talking about Old Faithful and Friends, Old Faithful and Friends, Old Faithful and Friends.
Hi.
I called it.
Yes, you really did.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi. What is happening?
Welcome to our podcast, Mom.
Welcome to Old Filthy and Friends, aka Old Faithful and Friends, featuring Wendy, Savannah's mom.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Mom. Everyone loves you.
They don't even know.
Well, now you're just making it sound weird.
Anyways.
How can I help you ladies today?
Oh, we were just trying to come up with an intro to our podcast, and we figured, what if we just called Savannah's mom?
Because I have all the answers?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. All right. You guys rehearsed.
Thank you. No. No, we're just going blindly. Well, thank you for being our intro today.
Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
I love you.
You'll hear this soon.
I love you, girls.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you, Eddie.
Bye, Wendy.
Bye.
Anyways, welcome to Old Faithful and Friends, guys. And that was Savannah's mom.
I think my voice only gets that high-pitched when I talk to my mom.
I love that for you.
Or I do the shrimp from Shark Tales.
Oh, do it right now. Do it.
My sister had a baby, and then I had to take care of it, and then I lost its arms and its legs, and it was just a little stump, and I'm working two jobs just to put food on the table.
You're a good person. Anyways, guys, this is Old Faithful and Friends. We decided to make this podcast because we made one in the past, and it only got through, like, one episode, and
we recorded a second one.
We did, actually.
But we never put it out.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
So now, we are roommates at Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park. So
for the second year.
Second year in a row. Heck yeah. It's been a very crazy season, but, it's been really good. So, yeah.
Well, Emma, why don't you were here for the winter season?
Yeah.
So why don't you? What was that like?
That was a unique experience for sure. So Old Faithful, it is completely closed off during the winter season, and the only thing that can go inside the park is Savannah just like scratched my foot.
You had something on it. Continue.
Oh, it's still there. Get off. Oh, it's like Sharpie. Oh, interesting. Why? Huh? How did that get there? Anyways, so basically I was to have to park my car down at the Mammoth location, which is an hour 30 driving wise, but snow coach wise it is a 3 hour drive just to go retrieve my car. Because snow coaches are the only thing that can get up to Old Faithful, other than snowmobiles or anything like a snowcat, I guess, but we don't really have those anymore. But it's like this giant yellow bus with these huge monster truck wheels, and it takes us all the way up to Old Faithful, where I was located. So it's basically like The Shining, but with friends, is the best way to describe it. Yeah, because you're living in the middle of nowhere, and you have to walk 15 minutes just to get food because our employee dining room is a 15-minute walk away or 10 minutes, depending on how speedy you are. I was not, so I walk to work every single day in the freezing cold weather, so you have to wear layers of clothes. You have to wear snow pants, and if it's, like, negative weather, you have to wear, like, sometimes goggles so your eyelashes don't freeze, which, you know, I kind of embraced at the end of it, but there was a time where it ended up being, I think it was like negative 32 or something, like negative 30 something. It was cold. Blech. Yeah, it was freezing. And it got so cold that they were like, you know what, we'll take snow coaches to pick you guys up because it's like dangerous weather. So yeah, it was definitely a unique experience. Very isolating, but I don't think I would ever trade it for the world because I learned so much that year. And I did it all with people that to this day I still care about and I love, and it's just been such an incredible experience. And all the people that I know winter season now, it's like we have this new bondage where we have created this amazing friendship, and I just love them. I love them so much. I love my winter season peeps. I may do it again just because it was so much fun. We'll see how this summer season goes. But yeah, I loved winter season. I got to celebrate Christmas there, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day. That is a holiday in of itself, I'm just saying. Yeah, I loved it. It was really fun. Winter season. I learned how to cross-country ski, which was fun. And then when I got home, I was like, Dad, I want to know how to actually ski because cross-country skiing is fun. But I feel like alpine skiing's a lot more fun. So I did that.
Snowboarding is better.
Okay. I feel threatened.
You should.
Okay, so let's talk about how we got to Yellowstone in the first place, because that is a story in of itself.
This is my favorite thing to talk about when people ask me how I got to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
So the short answer is we came with a group called ACMNP, which is a Christian ministry in the national parks. The long story, though, is I was back home doing a women's Bible study with my church, and Emma calls me, and the first thing I'm thinking is, oh no, something's wrong. Like, why is she actually calling me on the phone? So I step outside, and immediately all I get is, Savannah, I found this thing where we can go work in a national park, going on and on and on. And I went, Emma, I'm at a Bible study. Can I call you back in like 15 minutes? And she went, okay, and hung up the phone. And then that night, we sat through the, what's it called? Application. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
When you, I guess if you apply for something. And we filled out separately. Emma and I live like 3 hours away from each other back home. And so we sat on the phone for like 2 hours and filled out the application online together. And then we didn't even have the idea of coming to Wyoming.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Glacier because Glacier is just gorgeous. And I also think we applied to Rainier and Olympic.
We put the Washington ones down first so that we could stay close to home.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we'll give you a job. And we went, yeah. And they were like, in Wyoming. And we were like, okay.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, I remember, this is kind of crazy, I have so much Yellowstone everywhere. Like, my car, when I first got it, before I even knew I was going to Yellowstone, it's covered in Yellowstone stickers. Like, Wyoming, the Tetons, like, that area in particular. And, I don't know, it's just crazy. And then, the funny thing is, I applied, and the moment I applied, I felt like the Lord was telling me, hey, you're going to Yellowstone? And so, I don't know. I was like, oh, I don't know. I've never been to this park before. It's huge. It's a big tourist attraction. Everybody's there. I don't know if that's, you know, for me. But then God's like, I'm going to make a way. So he did. And now we are here. So crazy. Crazy little story of how we got here, because I thought I was going to Glacier, but wouldn't trade Yellowstone for the world. As much as it's a huge park and there's so many people here, there's so many things to see, and it's just gorgeous here. Love
it. And to put that into perspective too, Yellowstone was the first national park that was founded. And when you look at Yellowstone as a whole, we have like 8 different locations.
Yeah.
And Old Faithful is the busiest, most popular location.
Out of all the places.
Out of all of them. And then we work at the Old Faithful Inn, which is the busiest building in Old Faithful. So don't know why we brought that upon ourselves.
Yeah, but it's been amazing. It's been such a great experience, and you learn so much, which is just awesome. But yeah, I guess we could move on to talking about Savannah's private tours.
Okay, they're not my private tours. I just politely, under my breath, correct the people who give wrong information about the inn during their private tours. For example, My job here at the inn is I'm what's called a porter, and we clean all public spaces, essentially a janitor, if you will. So one day, I'm standing in the lobby, taking out the garbages, and I hear this guy going on with his private tour, and I look up, and I'm looking at this guy, and he goes, they wanted the inn to be almost as tall as the lodgepole pines that they made it out of, so from the top of this building to the bottom is 70 feet, and underneath my breath, I go... No, it's 76 and a half, but that's okay. And as I say that, a lady who had overheard him talking heard me mumble that under my breath and just starts laughing. And I felt so bad because I didn't want to correct the guy, but he was wrong. And about 2 days ago, I believe, I heard somebody say that there are 220 rooms for rent in this hotel. There's not. There are 329. My guy was 109 rooms off. How? I don't know.
Yeah, I think Savannah needs to open up her own touring group at this point because she just knows so many little facts about the Old Faithful Inn, and it's awesome. Very cool building. If you guys haven't been, 10 out of 10 recommend. It's very neat. The moment you go in there, just look up. That's all you gotta do. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
So, another thing that happened last year, though, since we're on the topic of, you know, how we got here, Emma, why don't you tell the people what happened on your first day of work in the phone call I received while I was at Walmart?
Okay, so basically, it was my first day of work. I got put into the dish pit. So, I was a dishwasher, which was not the dream job, not ideal, but that's okay. I went into my first day of work, put on my gloves, put on that giant clear apron that they make you wear to not get soaking wet, even though I was soaking wet, and then went into the dish pit. And, you know, I was just on my merry way, just doing my thing, and then it was time for me to go on break, and then I took off all my gear and everything, and then I noticed that the dishwasher exploded, and I was like, oh, this is a situation. So went back, put my gear on, and tried to close the door, and then it guillotined my hand and basically fractured my wrist. So that was an adventure, and it was my first day of work, too. So
I wonder if that could hear the cricket.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys.
Side note. Emma and I have been doing this prank, and it started last year, where we have this little, it's a tiny little machine, not much bigger than your thumb, per se. And just every once in a while, it makes cricket noises.
And I cannot find this thing anywhere, and I'm going insane. It's literally, I don't know where, I know the region it's in, and I've looked far and wide, and I have not found it at all, point blank, period. So, you may hear a little cricket noise, maybe. I don't know if the microphone will pick it up or not, but if it does, if you hear a little buzzing noise, that's it. Dishwashing.
You fractured your wrist.
Fractured my wrist. And then I clocked out, and then I just almost basically passed out, and everyone was looking at me like, what the heck? Because I saw the bone, and just, I think it just freaked me out. It was, anyways, so that happened, and then an ambulance took me to the little clinic in town. It's like a 2-minute drive from where I work. It's so close, but, yeah, they took me on the ambulance, and then they were like, hey, you, like, fractured your wrist. And I was like, oh, great. First day of work, great. So then, I mean, that's one way to move to a different job, because then they moved me to the employee dining room, and I took numbers for a bit. That was, like, for, like, a weekish. And then they moved me to the house stand. So I was like, cool, all right, we're moving up in the world. So, you know, you just slowly move up. And, yeah, that's one way to get out of dish, I guess. But it was not a fun way at all. But, you know, I healed, and I'm good now. Yeah, that was an experience for the first day of work, but, yeah. I guess we could kind of transition to another fun little adventure we had last year as well. We went to Vegas, without planning it.
Yeah, we didn't mean to go to Vegas. we were going to Salt Lake City to go to like the Salt Flats, and there's, if you didn't know, there's a Raising Cane's there. If you're thinking,
oh my gosh,
if you're,
yes.
Well, first, if you're thinking to yourself, what's Raising Cane's? It's a chicken place, okay? Those of us with a family from Washington who are listening to this who also didn't know what Raising Cane's was, it's a chicken place. And Salt Lake City, Utah, has a Raising Cane's that Post Malone owns, and it is pink.
Bright hot pink. It is the coolest thing ever. And Savannah and I were like, what if we road trip to Salt Lake City? Oh, we have a knock on our door.
We have a visitor.
We have a visitor. Uh-oh. Who is it?
Oh, I knew it was him.
Oh.
What? We are.
We're making a podcast.
Would you like to observe?
Would you like to be featured in our podcast?
No.
Okay. He just said no. So, anyways.
Ciao,
Oh no. Anyways, please excuse that little side quest that just happened. All right.
Post Malone. So we got, it was actually before we got to the Raising Cane's. Emma looks over at me and goes, How far is Vegas from here? And I was like, dude,
out of curiosity.
There's no way we're going to get to Vegas tonight.
I told her, I was like, not like we're actually going to Vegas.
So I pull out my phone and I'm looking up how far we are from Vegas and I just start laughing. And I was like, what? What's so funny? I was like, we're only 5.5 hours away from Vegas.
Yeah, that was an experience. So we drove 6 states in one day. We started at, obviously, Old Faithful, Wyoming. And then, obviously, Old Faithful isn't that far away from Montana, so then we went to Montana, and then we went to Idaho, and then Arizona, and then Vegas. And then we arrive at Vegas, and we decide to, you know, meander around at 11:30 or 12 or whenever we got there, and obviously, it's the city that never sleeps, so we just are in the Bellagio, just casually, in our granola girl outfits. We're wearing just
not,
like...
Not even granola girl.
Not even.
We're wearing running shorts and baggy t-shirts.
Yeah. And so we're in there, and we just see this crew of bougie women wearing like really gorgeous black dresses with makeup and jewelry, and we're here like, we just drove here and just got here, and we are just absolutely exhausted, obviously, and just baffled by what is going on and like where we are, because it's definitely a culture shock to be from Old Filthy to the good old Viva Las Vegas. So so we're here, and obviously, we don't want to spend money on a hotel, even though I found out they're, like, super cheap in Vegas. So, road trip. And so, we decided to car camp just kind of a little bit outside of Vegas.
We woke up, and it was, like, a bajillion degrees in the car.
It was so hot. And I have, like, this little mini fan that kind of helped, but
no,
did not do crap. It worked, and then it died on us. So, that mini fan did us justice for, like, 30 seconds, and then, didn't after the end of the day. So note to self, don't car camp in Vegas, or I guess outside of Vegas. And but one thing you should do is shower at a Planet Fitness, because I did that a lot on our trip.
And I got Emma to ride the New York roller coaster.
It was so cool. So when people asked us, because this was just on like a weekend, like a little weekend trip casually to Vegas, so when people were like, hey guys, what did you do on your weekend, we went, we went to Utah. It was great because everyone heard about our Utah trip, but we also went to Vegas. So yeah, and everyone's like, there is no way they went to Vegas and then showed up to work the next day.
I have a picture with Sonic the Hedgehog to prove it.
It is so iconic. But yeah, there's a lot of things you can do in Vegas for free, and I think we did a lot more than we thought we could do, which is awesome. There was like a Stranger Things exhibit.
You're welcome for showing you all the under 21 aged things to do.
It was amazing. It was so fun. And so we ended up, or me personally, I ended up spending like in Vegas a total of like $36, and that was mostly on just the roller coaster expenses. So yeah, it was fun. Definitely experience, and we kind of want to make it a tradition, even though I hate Vegas. I'm not a big Vegas person, but at the same time, it's funny to just say that you go just for the bit, you know? So, yeah.
We need to refill the goldfish tub.
Dude. Yeah, it's getting low.
We have an airtight, like, container that we keep taking turns pouring goldfish into. We've been mixing it up lately. At first, it was just the colorful
just
ones.
Just, like, rainbow goldfish.
But then Emma, one day, poured in Mickey Mouse ones.
Yeah.
And then we had baby goldfish in there for a little
baby
bit.
Baby goldfish. I forgot about that. So it's just been like a whole thing. And I think Savannah's next. She has to get we get like the milk cartons, but you know, I've been getting creative. I've been getting the little ones. It's like a little snack mix, but it's just goldfish.
Once it starts like emptying, one of the big boxes and then one of the individual sized bags fits perfectly.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of food, Savannah has an addiction to freeze-dried strawberries.
They are good and they are healthy for you.
Girl, you eat like a million a day. Like, she's having withdrawals right now because she doesn't have any on access at the moment that I know of.
We get paid in 2 days.
Oh my gosh. She's going to literally buy a lifetime supply. I kid you not. She has probably spent most of her paycheck on freeze-dried strawberries just alone. It's kind of insane.
There has been on two separate occasions now, I have drove 2 hours to the nearest Walmart just to buy freeze-dried strawberries.
It's like her whole life just relies on freeze-dried strawberries. It's insane. Yeah, I think she has a problem.
At least it's not meth.
That's true. At least it's not meth. I need that on a t-shirt right now.
At least it's not meth.
Yeah.
T-shirts coming out. Buy our merch.
At least it's not meth, and it's just like a photo of Savannah eating freeze-dried strawberries.
It'll just be like the bucket of freeze-dried strawberries and say,
she got this giant bucket.
Yeah. At least it's not meth.
At least it's not meth. Yeah. That was a time.
They're good.
Do you have a problem?
Like, I don't have a problem.
You could be on my strange addiction like right now.
I gladly would go on My Strange Addiction if they came up to me and said, we want to film you for your addiction to freeze-dried strawberries. I'd say, okay.
Instead of it saying, at least it's not meth, just make it say, at least it's not me having an addiction to eating a sofa. Because that's a thing.
Oh?
Or cornstarch. Have you seen that one? It's like this woman and she just eats cornstarch. It's disgusting. Oh my gosh.
Interesting. I guess food and beverage are in the same category with each other. So Emma, last year when you did not feel good and you were laying in bed and you said, I really wish I had a Sprite right now, and then immediately fell asleep.
I conked. It was a long day of work.
So I had a little six pack kind of thing of ginger ale sitting on my dresser, and they were in little glass bottles.
Yeah,
and
they're
so
cute.
I was like, okay, I want a ginger ale. So Emma is still asleep, and I lean over and I like go to grab one, and they like clinked together. And so I whip my head around to look at Emma and make sure that she didn't wake up, and she's staring at me. And I was like, do you want a ginger ale? And she like gives me a really confused look, and I go, it's not Sprite, but it's close. So Emma starts dying laughing, and I went, and it has a twisty top on it so that you can close it.
Quote book. We immediately put that in the quote book that we have. We have like a collection of quotes that we have written down, and they're all so good. They're so good. We could go into that a little bit more later on into the episode.
That would be a whole episode.
It would be like, we'd just be like listing off our quotes. There's so many. Just ask us in person if you want to hear them, because it's, yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, there's the darn freaking cricket again. I swear, guys, this thing is driving me insane. Oh my gosh.
It's been there for like 2 weeks now.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about more Yellowstone things, because I feel like we got a little off track. let's talk about Savannah's trip to hiking the Middle Teton, because she's crazy. Oh.
Okay. At least I didn't go by myself, and it didn't take us 16 hours, as it does some people.
Hiking groups, guys. Please, hiking groups.
There were three of us, and basically it was a very, very fast decision. I was talking to one of our LTDs last year, and she was like, I want to do Middle Teton. And I was like, well, I want to do Middle Teton too, but nobody wants to go with me. She's like, I'll go with you. And she goes, next weekend? And I went, okay. And so we went. the next weekend to go do Middle Teton. For those of you who don't know, the Tetons are a mountain range right below Yellowstone. The Middle Teton is the only Teton you can climb without any actual climbing equipment.
Yeah, except rock scrambling, which is a good time.
Yeah, which it's a 26-mile round-trip hike. It is the first 10 miles are on trail, and then the last 3 miles up the mountain is a rock scramble, and then you have to rock scramble back down, and then the 10 miles back again.
I would die. I would die. Doing it this year. I'm doing it.
It was not that bad. It really wasn't. I wish we had done it the weekend before, though, because it snowed.
Gosh.
Like, the night before.
Yeah.
So, from the rock scramble up, there was snow to our knees.
Oh, my gosh. That is a good time.
It took us 11 hours. But we did it. My phone died at the saddle. But, you know, we're here for it.
Live in the moment, you know? No pictures. Yeah. I think the coolest thing is you just kind of did it very spontaneously. And you were like, Emma, I'm going to the Middle Teton today. And I was like, oh, good luck. Have fun. Yep. that's great to hear. I'm not. So, yeah. I think this year, though, I'm going to do it because
it's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. I was more of a rock climber last year. I have a friend. Her name's Bree. And her and I just did a bunch of rock climbing. There was this one time that her and I were rock climbing in Gardner, Montana.
They got lost.
We didn't get lost.
No one had heard from you in hours.
We were lost, but this is what happened. So we were going rock climbing, and we were about to set up, and then it just starts pouring down rain. And we were like, shoot, we got to be at Grace's and Keith's at like 7. Grace and Keith are like our mom and dad of Yellowstone. They live in Gardner, and they provide housing for us when we need it, and also like food and everything. They are literally like the best. We couldn't ask for a better set of people to support us and like be there for us throughout the season, and they're amazing. And they have this thing called Fun Day Monday, which is really cool. Going a little off track here, but it's so cool. They do different activities.
What the heck is a track anyways?
That is true. So basically, we have a bunch of Fun Day Mondays. Some examples are we have Human Battleship, which I heard is really fun. I missed out last year, but they have Human Battleship where they have a pond outside their house, and we have like slingshots that we have off of their roof that have water balloons in them, and we try and like hit the people in the pond or whatever. There's also like floating down the river, and there's sledding the bear tooths. They put on like a bunch of fun things for us to just like kind of be around like a community of people that all support each other and everything, which is really fun. But yeah, anyways, rock climbing. So Grace and Keith were supposed to be at their house to get dinner at like 7, and Brie and I are absolutely soaking wet and just really wanting to climb this darn rock. Luckily it didn't hit any of the places that we couldn't access climbing at, because if you climb wet rock, that's a bad idea. And so we just kind of waited it off, and it wasn't too much rain. It was just like a little bit. And so then we kind of stopped, and then once it was ready, we were like, okay, let's climb this rock. And it was my very first time rock climbing, actually, and I topped it, which was really cool. And it was such a good climb. It was so rewarding. But yeah, so we climbed this darn rock, and then we don't have service, so we can't communicate with Grace and Keith, and we're like, oh shoot, they're probably worried sick about us. And so finally, when we get service, we get our phones absolutely blown up by so many people being like, where the heck are you? Apparently, Grace and Keith almost called NPS, National Park Services, on us to just make sure we weren't dead. And so luckily, we got service enough in time before they called, but that was an experience.
Because yeah. They didn't tell anyone where they were going either. They were very vague and just said, we're going rock climbing.
Yeah.
So I get a text from Grace saying, hey, have you heard from Emma or Brie today? And I'm like, I know they went rock climbing, but no, I'm still at Old Faithful. And she was like, we haven't heard from them. We don't know where they are, going on and on and on.
They called
everyone,
you?
Everyone started calling me. Oh, everyone. No. They were like, where's Emma? Where's Emma? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't go with them.
Oh my gosh. We got missing. It was kind of crazy. Ugh. What an experience. I loved rock climbing, though. I think my favorite area of rock climbing, though, was the one where you were there when we went to the Tetons. That was such a cool view.
Yeah.
It was scary, though, because I fell, and I started just shaking uncontrollably, and I really wanted to finish the climb, but my body just denied it. I was like, I can't do it any longer. I got close, but, yeah, that was a good climb as well. I liked it a lot.
See, now, well, you guys were off gallivanting. And
gallivanting,
getting lost in the woods. I was being smart and not doing that. But also, though, I did have a good summer, though. My brother got married.
Yeah, that's exciting. Slow sleigh.
Well, I guess that turned into quite an adventure. I was sitting in the Bozeman airport. It was like, I think I flew out of here on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Because we did milkshake night at Grace and Keith's.
Legendary. Have Tuesday a milkshake night.
Yeah. And then, so I was just hanging out with some people who were still hanging out there. And then they had some important things to talk about. So I was like, well, I'll skedaddle and make my way up onto Bozeman. So I get to the Bozeman Airport Park. And I'm just hanging out. And I'm sitting, because you can't go through TSA, because TSA closes, you know? So I'm just sitting in the, like, in the, just the front side of the airport. And I'm, like, trying to, like, you know how, like, when you're at an airport, you can, like, pre-check in?
Yeah.
I was trying to do that on my phone, and it, like, wouldn't let me.
That's the Bozeman Airport.
And my mom had bought the ticket for me, so she has, the information. But it's, like, 1 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm, like, trying to get a hold of my mom. She's not answering. I, like, try to get a hold of my stepdad. He won't answer. I'm trying to get a hold of my little brother. Finally, he answers, and he's, like, I don't know. I'm not home. Dang it. So finally, my mom calls me back. I'm like, Mom, I can't do this. Like, da 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 da. I'm like trying to figure it out. So me, my mom, and some guy from like customer service are on a 3-way phone call. And apparently, she hadn't ever actually bought the ticket.
Oh, shoot.
She like reserved the ticket, but then it didn't actually like go through as it was bought. So I was sitting there without a plane ticket.
Oh no.
So my mom, we get it figured out. Get the plane ticket all figured out. And a very nice security guard in the airport gave me a notepad because I was writing on my leg.
Oh, I remember that.
Like, the numbers yeah. and stuff. And he, like, came up and gave me a piece of paper. And I was like, thank you. So I sat in the airport for a very long time. Finally make it home. My mom picks me up. And SeaTac traffic is horrible.
Ugly.
In the middle of the day, if you don't know. So we get back home, and I was home for, I think, 3 days. I was there two days before the wedding,
yeah,
the day for the rehearsal dinner, and then the wedding, and then I flew back to Montana the night of the wedding.
Another culture shock for you, because Seattle is very different from Old Faithful. Like, when I was driving back to Old Faithful, I was driving back, it was, like, an in-between season time. We have, like, two different times where you're in between seasons. It's the month of November and then the month of March, basically. So I'm driving back, and there's just so much traffic. And I forgot that there was, like, 4 or 5 lanes in Seattle area. And so I was just like, where am I? And I don't know. It just felt like such a different experience. Like, the difference between, like, Old Faithful traffic is we got bison jams and we got bear jams and we have long waits in like a singular line, where in Seattle it's like everyone and their mom is all there clumped together in one place. So I don't know, bison jams are a vibe. I was in the head of one the other day, and it was like I was in it for like 40 minutes, which apparently is nothing compared to some people's.
So last weekend was Memorial Day weekend.
Oh gosh.
It took us from Old Faithful to Gardner, as we might have said earlier, is an hour and a half drive. It took us 3 hours to get back.
Uh-uh.
Yes, because...
No shot.
Because if you guys are probably wondering, oh, well, this is a fun game we like to play. What animal is it?
Oh, yep.
It wasn't an animal.
What was it?
The traffic for people trying to see Grand Prismatic.
Oh my gosh. Grand Prismatic is beautiful, and it is definitely a must-see.
Not when I'm almost late to work, though, guys.
Exactly. Like, there is so much traffic just in that one little tiny little area, and it is such a pain in the butt. But I always say the Grand Prismatic, like, boardwalk is overrated. Go on the Overlook. Even though there's still a lot of people, it's still prettier.
I actually, one of our coworkers, I guess not one of our coworkers, somebody who works at the rec, told me of a better viewpoint.
Oh.
Where you're on the opposite side of where the viewpoint is, so you can see Grand Prismatic, and then you can actually see, like...
Just smack the microphone.
I didn't mean to abuse you guys.
She's giving
like
me a visual with her hand right now, and she just smacked the microphone.
So you have like Grand Prismatic.
Yeah.
And then you have the viewpoint, mm-hmm. but you're like over here. Like you can
that's
see.
Pretty. Yeah. Is that like another trail? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't go off the trail, guys. But if that is accessible, full send. But if it's not, that is illegal. So, and we're on federal land.
Yeah. You know, well, over the winter season, we had an incident with a Mr. Celebrity who decided to go walking off trail.
Oh, no.
And then decided to take pictures. And then they were like, you can't do that. So they fined him. He's like, I'm sorry. There were no signs saying... not to go there. You can, if for those of you who have not been to Yellowstone before, you could probably spin in a circle, point in a random direction, and find a sign that says dangerous ground, do not walk.
Yeah, period. Yeah, it's really funny. My favorite prank is to be like, hey guys, I cannot wait to go swim in the Grand Prismatic. I've heard it's super warm this time of year.
Or I think my favorite pastime is when we're driving through the park is to create fake animal jams.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
we'll be driving, and at random times I will just roll down my window and start slowing down, and I'll just point out the window and then like put my phone out, and then you will see the line of cars behind you slow down and stop, turn
some of them
around,
start parking.
trying to see what you were seeing.
Yeah. Ugh, classic. Ugh, we love Yellowstone, and we're so excited to talk more about Yellowstone this season. We're going to interview a lot more people, hence the name Old Faithful and Friends. Feel free to follow us on our Instagram, and it's going to be called Old Faithful and Friends, because the other one's taken. A little sad about that, but that's okay.
We got creative.
Yeah, we were like, well, I mean, we could just do like Old Faithful and Friends. I mean, so yeah, feel free to check us out on there, or check us out on our main accounts. We're always posting different things about Yellowstone and our adventures, and I'm sure we'll have plenty more to talk about for the next few weeks. So
maybe we'll call my dad next time.
Yeah, yeah, or maybe my mom, but I don't think she'll answer. She's a busy woman. But yeah, thanks guys for listening, and we will see you, or I guess hear you, in the next podcast.
Bye.
Bye-bye.